there's a whole lot of artists that are in these shoes, right? Because they want to satisfy that commercial purpose. You get me?
Yeah.
The real them will never come.
Yes. But the point is, see, all these songs, me, I always tell my friends here, yeah, songs have timing. It's sweet to talk, say, you get a song with David, drop on now.
True.
I know how many songs where I feel talk, where we say person David, we feature big artists, not even just David now,
mm-hmm.
but feature big artists, yeah. and then the song no work reach anywhere. Probably because of wrong timing, wrong promotional plan and stuff. So it is better to hold on to something for a long time. For
you know all these normal throwback Thursdays that you do? Yes. I believe it was 2 weeks ago, I posted an old song that I did maybe 2012, right? As I just drop them, comments come to enter, people come to enter. So some people believe saying a new song. So now because they respond to them, say, no, it's not new. You don't see my air for the video as my air full, right? Bro, that's 2012. You know, one person can DM you. The guy, they is in charge of one of these DSPs. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, is it possible for us to upload that song again? I'm like, bro, it's an old song. Go. Say, bro, the sound is what we are listening to now.
Timeless music.
Is what we are listening to. And I'm like, really?
I want to see. No, I want to. I create timeless music.
Evergreen.
I mean, that's why I can have a song since like 2019. I've recorded since 2019. And if I still play for you now, you think I recorded it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because when I'm making the music, I don't make the music like it has always been like that for me since school. When we're in school, there's this mistake a lot of artists made. Yeah. When we're in school, it's easy to bring some song. Imagine we are in this room now, and then I sing about HP. Jabless original intelligence. The next person in the room can relate to the song instantly because it will give you audience strength. Easy audience. But imagine me, I'm now singing about Cubana generally, that is not even in this place.
Yeah.
But Cubana is the general market, not just the market inside here. It's a very hard market, but if you force it in, they will take it. That's what I did when I was in school. I didn't say because I was in school, I will now sing about things that are in school. That's what a lot of artists did. So they made music that was going to be there at that time. When I finished from school, I didn't have to start from the ground. Those artists started from the ground again.
But others, you know that the way I say it, right?
Yeah.
I think the way we consume music now is different from the way it is in 2019.
Yes.
Right? In 2019, I believe people were still downloading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the download era.
Yeah.
Now nobody downloads again. Yes, just click and play.
Yes.
Streams.
Yes,
let it go to the data.
Yes,
right? Do you think at this point, all those songs that you're keeping, is a good time to drop them?
May I feel if it's 20?
That you're laughing.
See, you know why?
That bounce, you know why? Means a lot.
You know why? I wish say this song. I feel just feel like for a year now. Make it yourself year round. Now you will tell me, say this song, if I want drop out for 2025,
is you're going. Good.
That is just it. That's why I said I make sure it's like a personal task for me. I make sure I create. See, I've done songs that I've deleted the file, not because they are not good songs, but because I wasn't satisfied. I have a taste. That's why I have friends, when they make music, they send to me, they want me to listen to it. Not because I'm better than them, but they know I have a taste.
They know your judgment,
Do you understand? Yeah. I have a taste for my music. So I feel if you want to make music, it has to sound this way, that way, this way, that way, which is good. Do you understand? So I apply that same thing to my music. And I don't box myself in. When I'm creating music, if you are in this room while I make music, in as much as I know what I'm making is good, I'll still ask you, Alpha, what do you feel about that line? I know it's good, though, but I'll just ask you, do you know why? I want to hear a consumer view. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I know when I get I create songs, and then after making the songs, I don't send it to my artist friends. I send it to my banker friends, doctor friends, who just consumes music, who don't know anything about music.
Yeah.
If they pass it, then that means it's good to go.
Yeah.
That's just
it.
So it's not okay. I create some now. The song sound like waiting singer go like. No, it's supposed to sound like waiting mechanic go like. Waiting OAP go like. Waiting doctor go like. Waiting tailor go like. Waiting Goofy play while they do their daily work. So if I don't do it that way, then I'm not doing.
You know that there are very few artists when it comes to evergreen songs in Nigeria.
Yes,
artists we get evergreen, not really plenty. Yes. I think it comes like maybe. We go get one evergreen song maybe once in a year.
You know, the truth of the matter is, it's not like it's actually very easy to come by.
It is not.
It's just grace of
God. It is not. Because I can mention some songs now that I know that there can never be another one.
Do you understand?
There can never be another
one. There are a lot of songs like that.
Yeah, that there can never be another
one. That's why J1 can always walk up to any stage and sing this year, 20 years later.
That's a very good one.
He still sings it.
Yeah.
Me, that's a very good one. I still jump up and do like this. This year. Because it is evergreen. He didn't box himself in that particular year.
African Queen is another one.
African Queen.
Anytime.
Do you understand? Any day. So there are songs.
Gongwaso is another one.
Yeah.
Anytime, any day.
There was one time at WBA.
I think Yahuze is in that class too.
They were playing old songs. Omo. Now they play Gongwaso. If you see how I crease for that place that day. As in, he just eats differently. For me, man, timeless music is it for me every day.
Yeah, I think timeless music is also going to be from this generation too.
But we don't really get that much.
Do you know what I feel?
Yeah.
You know, maybe because of the opportunity I've had to be in studio with some artists, I feel sometimes, apart from it not being easy, sometimes when it even wants to come easy, some artists are lazy. Have you been in a situation whereby maybe you are vibing to a song and then you probably want to say, she tell me say make her go, she tell me say make her come, she tell me say make her and then in your head you feel like you want to change her to give her money. Your friend will say no leave her as you say you can't leave her.
That shit happens all the time.
Do you understand my point? So at the end of the day, sometimes it's just your sheer laziness that could have been
avoided.
That could have been just easily erased for just 2 seconds. But you just woman leave her, they go chop her like that. That's why you create a song they will just listen to this year and next year and then that's it. Do you understand? But I mean, there was a time that I heard Adekunle saying he wrote a song for so amount of months. Before, I didn't understand the meaning of that because I'm like, if I want to do something now, it goes to the night. But now I just understand why you can write a song for 3 months. Not be saying you don't know what you go write. But you see, perfection is like me. Me and God lost the same thing, she judge. F a laugh. Me, no, don't worry. Me, I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my craft.
But I'm a little bit concerned, and my concern is all these songs because I listen to your archives, right? All these fantastic songs. If we're waiting for the right time, when will the right time be? Because now music business has changed.
Yes, true.
It has changed. True. And how long do you want to keep waiting? Because I was talking to some publishers over the weekend, right? Yeah. I told them I'm working on a new project, body of work. I just want to drop something. As a matter of fact, I titled it For the Love of Music, the whole album. And the reason why I titled it For the Love of Music is for you to understand that, okay, this is not about hustle or money. But the fact that music just don't leave me. Even when I say I'm not done, when I say I'm done, I'll still sleep. And in the middle of my dream, rhythm will wake me up.
Yes, because it's inside of you.
I go come carry my phone at the middle of the night, record them. All those things, I believe the universe is telling me something.
Yeah.
And if I keep it, right, I just think I'm being lazy. So I'll put it out there. So I call it For the Love of Music. They come, they tell me, say, Baba, this, they listen to all the old songs. They say, Baba, these songs are good, but it's too much. It is a new time, right? Baba, instead of dropping an album of 14, 15 songs, why not just drop an EP of five songs?
Yeah. That's the same thing they said to me too.
And they said, but I'm not satisfied.
Let me now tell you something. That is, see, this same thing you're saying is like, it's like you talking in my head. Because the truth of the matter is, I have the same issue till date. Because of my own mode of recording, you know, I make music almost every time I record.
Plenty
times. Like any opportunity for me to record, I record. So it can't make me get plenty good songs.
Yeah.
So there was a time we were considering putting out an EP, and then after shortlisting, I still had like 14 songs out. How shortlist 14 songs?
Oh God, do you want to release 14 songs?
So at the end of the day, what we did, that is why brings me to this whole thing that you said about waiting for the right time. So some of, or let me just say, a whole large number of these collaborations I have are going to be in my album, and my album is later.
Are people still dropping an album?
Yes, now people are. You go reach time where you go drop an album. You know, now EP, now EP be the thing now.
Over the weekend, I was with Remy. You know, I tell you, say we go mainland block party together. I was with him. We were talking. When we were talking, he showed me his first album, Book of Rap Stories.
Yeah.
You know, he had, if he has been, if you have been in the studio, he has the
frame. I know that.
And I said, Jackin bust bubble. I said, what? Only question mark, we album ye. But we both make Lore. Yeah? Because that album was released under LRR and Edge.
Yes.
He said, but what make Lore? Show mark, we Omo. That one song made money than this album.
Yeah.
In 2022.
No, the thing is.
Or in 2021.
The thing is now, I don't go lie for you now. Money day music. That's why a newcomer can buy a Bentley. You know, do your own. Trust me. I mean, when that time we did talk, you get how when I see the money, but now you get how the money they come for this music now. Now, the money they come, we see random person we enter. You know, the first year. I mean, big shout out to a lot of my friends like Shei Vibes and Co. I mean,
yeah, no, Shei Vibe is popping now.
Jamo Piper drives a Chevrolet and a Benz.
Jamo is popping now.
Do you understand my point? So, yeah. I did try to let you know, say Money Day. Do you understand? Money Day, that's just the P. Money Day, this music now. And on the other hand, thank God, big shout out to Amokwe.
Just, just imagine saying, like this time I drew Joe. I go down by Bentley now.
Joe. Now money.
Wait. I won't bust my audience. I won't bust their bubble. Do you know that this dude sitting right across me right now was actually in Joe's video? I'm telling you.
You didn't want.
He did inside Joe video. Make you see out.
Me and Jeezy. You didn't want that time for inside first stack. They want to shoot.
Can you beat that?
We know Joe normally because they want to shoot video of Joe remix with Drella, Remini, some of them. Ice Prince. Now bike we carry Rich First Stack extension. Bike now we carry Rich there.
Wow.
We reach there crowd. I did inside that crowd. That crowd, now green cap I wear.
You know the funny thing? Joe, I didn't even know. In as much as I've seen that video like 700 million times. Now you gonna tell me, say Baba, let me be that too. Let me wear that green cap.
If you play the video now, you will see Siam that time.
Wow.
And now I'm gonna be that.
And that time you don't do music.
Yes, ma'am. I was doing music even before that time.
Wow.
I've been doing music since. Like I've been going to studio apart from church studio to create music since like 2008. Yes.
Wow.
But before then, I've been doing normal, me and my guys singing a cappella. And But say studio recording.
Coding.
Personal singing.
Continue watching full episode on Jabless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.
Oh, my name is Jabless.